Listeners, welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program that is totally open phones. I want to give out that call-in number again if you didn't get it earlier in the first hour. Here is that call-in number if you'd like to say a few words or ask questions on open phones on the second hour here. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in today. Okay, let's go to our screen here and see if we've got callers. Yes, we do, folks, we do. We got Ken in Minnesota. Ken in Minnesota, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello?
Ken? Are you there, Ken?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Ken. Is this Ken in Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay, good. Go right ahead, brother.
Jack, the thing that puzzles me is when I hear so many people criticizing the Talmud. Now, the Talmud is an extremely filthy book, but what I find curious is that they think the Bible is a good book and the Talmud is a filthy book, but I mean the Bible is full of the same kind of filthy violence and perverted teachings that the Talmud contains. Here's an example from the Bible. If two men, a man and his countryman, are struggling together and the wife of one comes near to deliver her husband from the hand of the one who is striking him, and she puts out her hand and seizes the genitals, she seizes his genitals, then you shall cut off her hand. You shall show no pity. I mean, the Bible is just full of sickening, disgusting, violent, filthy quotes, and God is constantly ordering his followers to destroy people, torture them, rape the women of the people that they mutilate and kill. It's a filthy, awful, disgusting book. And I think when people criticize the Talmud and they imply that the Bible is better, I think it's very foolish. Both books are written by a bunch of rabbis.
Well, the Talmud was written by a bunch of filthy rabbis to give them power,
and the same is true, Jack, of the Old Testament.
No, it's not true, brother. I've read my Old Testament. I'm reading it again right now, and I've never seen that article you're talking about there of where
it's Deuteronomy.
The woman grows the testicles of the man, and they cut her arm off.
Well,
I've never seen that in there. I don't think it is in there.
Yes, it is.
Now, there's new updated Bibles. There's new updated Bibles that have a lot of stuff that is bad in the Bible in order to pervert the Bible.
Go to 1 Deuteronomy 25, 11, and 12. That's where you'll find that.
Okay, well, I've read my Bible 5 or 6 times through, and I've never heard that, but I do have a King James Bible written many, many years ago. Now, they have the new King James Bible out that has a lot of stuff added to it that is really filthy.
Well, Jack, have you read the part in the Bible where they find a man gathering wood on the Sabbath?
Okay, Ken, hang on. We'll be right back with Ken in Minnesota.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're going to go right back to Ken in Minnesota. Ken in Minnesota, thanks for the call. You ought to get an old Bible instead of one of the new ones. Thanks for the call. Okay. Yeah, Ken in Minnesota, folks, I've been reading my Bible every night for the last 10 years, and I've never read that quote in there. About a woman grabbing the genitals of a man and they cut her arm off, or cut her hand off, and it's not in there. Now, it might be in the new Bibles. The new Bibles have been put out to discredit the Holy Bible, okay? The new Bibles have been put out and penned to discredit the Holy Bible, like Ken of Minnesota says that the Bible is as evil as the Talmud. Not true, folks. Not true at all. I've read my Bible about six times through, and I'm starting with Genesis again this week because I finished up reading it last week, and I'm starting with Genesis again to read it again. Okay. Thanks, Ken in Minnesota. You need to go get an older Bible from a bookstore. Get an old Bible that doesn't have all that crud in there that they've added to the Bible, the new Bible. Okay, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks, Brother Jack. It's always great to talk to you, Jack, you know. That guy's probably influenced by Charles Giuliani. That's this guy where his name begins with the word Jew. You spell Jew, J-U-I, or J-I-U. is how they say Jew for short in Italian. But he's been pumping out all this hatred. You know, he's the guy that he's been doing the show on over on Oracle every morning, saying that, you know, Jesus is the biggest elite Jew pig that ever lived and everything. Jack, so even within this patriot movement, Jack, there's this attack on the Lord and everything. You know,
that's right. But, it sure is, brother.
But Jack, you know, last week I said I was gonna, you know. Jack, as I listen to this thing, as I listen to this situation with Edgar Steele, and every single man that has called up has supported Edgar Steele, and every single woman, if I'm not mistaken, every single woman has been against, either against Edgar Steele or won't even comment on it, won't even say one nice word about Edgar Steele. I was very surprised that, for some reason I thought, Mona Montgomery there was, I don't know, for some reason I thought she was a patriot or something, but when I heard her say that Edgar Steele was carrying on email relations with 100,000 beautiful blue-eyed, blonde-haired Russian woman, can you imagine how absurd that is, Jack? Oh, Edgar Steele deserves what he got because he was carrying on email relations with not one, not two, not three, but 100,000 beautiful blonde, blue-eyed Russian woman. It's insane, Jack. It's
it is insane. That is absolutely insanity. Because
you recall that
there's,
when
no,
she made
there's no man, I can tell you right now, brother, because I get 2 and 3 emails, 203 emails, 300 emails a day here, and I can't even answer all of those. So I don't know how I would communicate with 100,000 blue-eyed, blonde-haired Russian women.
I'm back here where these feminist faggots are in full control, Jack, and you can, people can talk about communists, Zionists, Nazis. I'm telling you, these feminist faggots, these female chauvinist pigs are taking America down very, very quickly. And now I was going to, Jack, I'm going to tell you something about that Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. I said I'd mention this last week.
Okay.
Because they just had the big gay pride parade that marched right by where I'm living in downtown Boston, Jack, and the woman had the banners. Eve got a bum rap, and Eve was framed. Let me tell you about that Garden of Eden, Jack, and your listening audience, you know your listening audience will ever hear this in any 501c3 church.
Okay.
Well, Jack, there's two schools of thought on Eve's seduction. And the Christian identity people believe that Eve was, physically, sexually seduced by the serpent. And Cain was the offspring of the serpent and Eve. But, Jack, here's another thought, okay? There's a lot of people, like the guy from the, who begins with W there, Reverend from the Pines Bluff, Nebraska there. He's a great identity preacher, but he doesn't believe in that. I wish I could think. My mind's already starting to race. I can't think of everything at once, but it'll come to me. But anyway, there's two schools of thought on this. But here's something that's never mentioned, Jack. Let's stick with the Bible story. Say it was a piece of fruit off a tree, okay? Now, let's put this, for the time being, put this Christian identity doctrine aside, that it was a sexual relations with the serpent. People don't think about this. Eve took the forbidden fruit, and she did eat. Well, then and there, Jack, okay, she committed suicide. She not only committed spiritual suicide, but she committed physical suicide. The spiritual suicide kicked in instantaneously. The physical suicide, of course, took several hundred years to kick in. Now, listen, this Eve, okay, she wasn't framed. She didn't get a bum rap. She should have said to Adam right away, she should have said, Adam, I sinned. I screwed up. I blew it. Whatever you do, don't come near this forbidden fruit. Don't come near this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because I just partook of it. And I know I've committed suicide. So whatever you do, get away from this tree. Don't eat of this fruit. In other words, she should have warned Adam. But now hear me out, Jack. What she did, she actually murdered her husband. She killed Adam. And now, let me complete my thoughts, because a lot of this you guys have never heard. She murdered Adam. Eve murdered Adam. She should have warned him and everything, but instead she gave it to him, too, so that he'd die. So that he'd die spiritually and he'd die physically. Yeah. It took, of course, Adam several hundred years to die physically.
Yeah.
Now, this is why the firstborn was cursed. That's why their children were cursed, Jack. That's why the first man that was born naturally was a murderer and killed Abel. That whole thing was cursed. When Eve murdered Adam, and that's what she did, she might as well have shot him in the head when she gave him. She knew that she had blown it. She knew that she had committed suicide. She knew she had killed herself. And instead of wanting Adam, she killed Adam, too. And that's why that marriage was cursed with Cain and Abel, just like when David and Bathsheba, their baby. It was the poor baby, because of that sin, the first baby, Jack, as you'll recall in the story of David and Bathsheba and everything, the baby died. The baby was cursed. Well, just like Cain and Abel were cursed. Of course, when I say cursed, of course, it was Cain that was really cursed. Abel, he was murdered. He was the victim of murder, so that certainly isn't a blessing. Of course, he'll be in heaven, Jack, with us, Abel, of course, righteous Abel.
Right.
But the point is, as far as I'm concerned, they're letting we have to stand up to these female chauvinist, feminist, faggot pigs when they start parading through the streets for this so-called holy homosexual feminist faggot matrimony. And they like to have it done. They like to have this holy homosexual matrimony done by a lesbian bishop, like the Episcopal Church and everything has these feminist faggot bishops now and everything, Jack.
Yes,
but
right.
We gotta stand up to these feminist faggots. Eve didn't take a bum rap. She wasn't framed. In fact, we've left her off way too easy. She committed suicide, and instead of warning Adam not to partake of the fruit and to stay away from that tree, she should have said, Adam, everything that the Lord told us was the truth. Just obey the Lord, Adam. I blew it. I disobeyed Adam, and I blew it. But don't you blow it. No. Instead, she murdered Adam. You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, she fed him the fruit from the tree.
Yeah. And so their children were cursed there. And they had that I wish I could think of the there's a great identity preacher out in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, maybe some other, Reverend, begins with a W, Reverend, he's very famous, Reverend,
Pete Peters?
No, he used to be friends with Pastor Peter. He wrote the book, Israel Now and Today, Now and Forever. He's from Scotts Bluffs, Nebraska. But anyways, he's not of the school. He's more of the school of just sticking with the forbidden fruit, Jack. He's not with this identity. He's identity, but he's not with this thing that Eve had actual physical sexual relations with the serpent or whatever the serpent represented, whether it was a pre-Adamic man or the devil himself.
Yeah, we can only go by the Bible, and the Bible doesn't say that at all. She ate the fruit. She was convinced by the snake to eat the fruit, and she gave some to her husband to eat the fruit, too, and that's all the Bible says. And
then
they noticed that they were naked, and they went and got all this branches and bushes and put it around them to hide their nakedness from God. And when God saw them, he knew they ate from the tree of knowledge, and because they knew they were naked.
Right, Jack. So that's what I'm trying to bring out, Jack. I don't believe in that serpent seed. I don't believe
that
serpent seed theology, Jack.
No, it doesn't say that at all in the Bible.
Yeah, can you hold me, Jack, and I'll just wrap it up on the other side?
Okay, Dave, hold on. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Let's go right back to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, go right ahead and finish up.
Yeah, thanks for holding me, Jack, because this is important. And it downloaded during the commercial, Jack. I'm sure you've heard of Ted Weiland. Haven't you, Jack? Reverend Ted Weiland?
Oh, yes, I have.
From Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. He
yes.
wrote the book, Creel.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, today, and forever. Ted Weiland's very good, and he just sticks with Holy Writ like you and I do, Jack. He just sticks with the Bible. He doesn't read anything into it. See, the mistake these identity people make, like Slick Trick Adams makes, is they just assume because Cain was so wicked that he had to be the spawn of the literal biological spawn of Satan the devil. But that's not true, Jack. He was just a curse. Because Eve committed suicide, both spiritually and physically, and then instead of wanting her husband like she should have, she murdered him physically and spiritually. That's why Cain and Abel were so cursed. And that's why, just like I say with David and Bathsheba, the first one was a wicked fratricidal murderer and everything. That Dave brought a lot of sass and back talk and everything else. That was just from that curse. That was because Eve actually cursed Adam, and then the curse was passed on to their firstborn, Cain. But that Christian identity doctrine, Jack, sometime I'll make a call just for that. That's a disproven heresy. Only Slick Trick Adams is pushing it, and it's proven that he's not sincere, because then he's got this phony Dr. KKK. If Slick Trick Adams is really sincere, why is he teamed up with a Muslim that actually represents that Sharia law that you were just talking about?
Right.
If Slick Trick Adams was a real Christian, he wouldn't be yoked up with an unbeliever like Dr. KKK. But anyways, Jack, I don't know if you ever gave that any thought or not, but that's what happened. And that's why the first family was so cursed.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I've got to go to other callers, brother.
Okay, Jack. Thanks, Jack, for being one of the few people left that on the airwaves that just sticks with the Bible.
Okay. God bless you, brother. Thanks for sticking to the Bible yourself.
Okay.
God bless you,
Jack. Yep. Bye now.
Bye. Okay. Okay, let's go to Ken in Virginia. Ken in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Ken in Virginia, are you there?
Jack.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Jack? I'm talking. Ken in Virginia talking. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, brother. Go right ahead.
All right. The most important story, Jack, is the terrible flood in Missouri, which is being covered up by the media. Now, what happened is that Fort Calhoun in Nebraska, which is slightly north of Omaha. Fort Calhoun is not a fort. It's the name of a small town. There's a nuclear plant which had a fire. Now, they put the fire out. But the floodwaters are so high now that they can't get at the plant with fire engines over roads because it's isolated from the roads.
Right.
They should have Coast Guard boats with hoses to put fire out because they have to keep the nuclear facilities in the plant cool enough so the fire doesn't start again. Now,
okay.
when the flood, it's only inches now from the level to overrun this nuclear plant, and when the water overruns the nuclear plant, it carries the radiation from the plant down the river, and it influences Kansas City, St. Louis, and eventually it will get down to New Orleans. There's no way that they can stop it. This is being covered up by the media, and the thing is that this is, which they're also covering up, there's nothing in the Omaha World Herald about this. I checked that yesterday. But
okay.
This was done deliberately by the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers knows every year there is flooding on the Missouri River. And they know about this, and they always release the water from the dams because of the snow, melting snow. They always release the water, and it raises the water level. But they have the levees. It doesn't breach the levees because they do it on a planned basis. But this year, and they know, Corps of Engineers know exactly how much a snowfall there was in any of the counties north of this Fort Calhoun Dam. They can compute how much rainfall, how many thousands or millions of gallons per second that equates to. And so they know that they're going to have to release the dams before the crest arrives, and that means all normally a couple of months. That would mean it back to April. But this year they knew that because of the excessive thing, they should have started in February to release the water from the dam so that they would not crest to a point where it would be unmanageable, which is what has happened.
Yes.
So this of course, the Corps of Engineers is controlled by the military at the top, and also eventually by Obama, and eventually by the criminals. And they knew this, so that this was this terrible flood, which is already killed hundreds of people and has destroyed the homes of thousands, and is going to destroy the homes. There's an area the size of Delaware or larger that is already underwater. So,
okay, Ken,
is that
all you want to say, brother?
Well, that's enough. I hope people take consciousness of this.
Okay, thank you, Ken.
All right.
For calling in, brother.
All right.
Take care. Okay, we'll be back after these important messages, folks, on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And let's give out that call-in number again, folks, okay? You'd like to call in and say a few words or to ask questions today on open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay. All right. Let's go to Craig in Ohio. Brother Craig in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. How are we doing, Jack?
Doing good, Ken.
Okay.
Oh, Craig, how are you doing?
All righty. Now, on these, I'm going to follow up with nuclear for just a minute.
Okay.
Germany has sent, they're going to start shutting all of their 17 plants down. I've been calling my congressman because this is not clean energy. Plus the fact that they have very limited liability. They don't have to pay if somebody really gets sick from these things.
Yeah.
They should be shut down. Everybody should be calling. And then on top of that, the only way to fix our government is from the top down, and it's got to be done. Because if we had a good man in as president, he would start out by filing charges of treason on 1,500, 2,000 people real fast, and then pursue a whole lot of crooks, and then escort most of Congress, 98%, out of Congress and Senate, 98% of both, to these FEMA camps that under Bush, Halliburton has built for us. And all you got to do is research UN Agenda 21 to find out about it, and then go to an article written by Lewis Steeler and Dan Hamburg, San Francisco Chronicles, page B7 on February 4th, 2008, and it's called Rule by Fear or Rule by Law. And yeah. we've got to start shutting them down. Or we've got to take hunting license out and allow us to bag 4 politicians a day. That would be a good idea, too. But I wish we could find an American general that would start and take our troops and march on D.C. That's what needs to be done, too. Because yeah. all of these people are they're guilty of treason. Just like Pelosi, she's got $39 million. Where'd she get her $39 million, you know? And they get paid off for all these laws that they passed against us, and they're hurting us completely and taking us down. And then this North American Union, which Obama just signed, will allow him to bring Canadian troops and Mexican troops in on the American people.
Yeah.
And I like to hear you, and I want to hear more of you. So you have a great day.
Okay, brother. Thanks a lot, Craig, in Ohio. God bless you, brother. Take care. Okay, let's go to Chad in Alaska. Chad in Alaska, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hi, Jack. I'm calling because I'm wondering why you are not being honest about the eligibility clause, and you're deceiving and misdirecting, you know, your whole audience with your view on that.
Why do you say that, Chad?
Well, like, for example, when you read it before, you left out the part where it says, at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, you keep ignoring the fact that the first part of the eligibility clause only applies at the time of the adoption of the Constitution. You act like it applies forever when it specifically says it only applies at the time of the adoption of the Constitution.
Well, they wrote the Constitution for all years, brother, and I take it that it's still in effect today, that you have to be a citizen, natural-born citizen of the United States or citizen of the United States to be eligible for president today.
But that's not what it says. I mean, you're just making up your own interpretation instead of just reading the plain English.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that anymore.
I see here, at the time of the adoption of the Constitution, shall be eligible for the office of president.
Right.
And, but that doesn't mean that went away, brother, because it's still in the Constitution, and it's Article 2, Section 4, okay? We still have to go by that because we can't have foreigners being our president like a Kenyan-born African.
Yes, you can. There's no restriction on that.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
It says, no person except a natural-born citizen, comma, or citizen of the United States, comma, at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, comma, shall be eligible to the office of president. And at the time denotes a specific point in time. It doesn't mean from that point on. It means at that point only. At the time is a specific point in time.
Well, interpretation, brother. That's your interpretation. Yeah. Yes, it is, Craig. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's go to Kevin in Australia. Kevin in Australia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah. Hi there, Officer Jack. How are you going? Couple of points there. The last gentleman that was on there,
yes.
I would say that from the time that the Constitution was compiled, from that time when it was accepted and passed, and the states accepted it, from then on, that no, citizen from some other country could come into your country and go for the top job. Now, yes. if I recall rightly, when they were trying to twist George Washington's arm to, you know, have another crack at it, the guys
right.
that originally started, you know, that started off as presidents of the United States were there for the good of the people. They weren't there to milk the place blind and to sell out America. I mean, Obama, you know, I'm not going to say he's, you know, Satan in human form, but...
He's a communist Muslim. We know that.
But look, I wouldn't really being a Muslim is not necessarily bad. But you see, God's instruction was to go out and spread the gospel to the world, you know, including the Muslim people. So God claims that Jesus died for everybody, not a particular, you know, a particular breed or religion. And if the people, the evangelists of today, would do a proper job, then the Muslims would be convinced that, you know, that there's a better option. And a lot of people do comment on what Muslims believe or don't believe. You know, half the time, I won't say half the time, I'm thinking 95% of the time, they haven't got a clue. They just make it up as they go.
That's
and,
right.
And if they do make it up as they go, you know, there is a Christian Judeo law that governs that, and it's in the Ten Commandments. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbour. If you come along and, you know, and make stuff up as you go about what Muslims believe or don't believe just because you think it's true, and I don't mean you personally, I'm talking about all of us, hey, you're never going to see the inside of heaven. So your Christian experience is a total farce. And people should understand that. But as far as there was a caller earlier on who was talking about a woman... grabbing a man's genitals, you know, that the husband was fighting with somebody.
Yes.
The actual, the Bible, what it does say, and I'm talking about the King James Bible, in Deuteronomy 25:11, it talks about, look, I won't read it out because I don't want to hold up the time, but what it does say is, if she takes him by the secrets, and if you go and have a look at the root word secrets, you'll discover that it means, you know, hidden part. What the Bible is saying is in fact, you know, the genitals.
Yeah.
But the reason why you haven't noticed it is because it uses the word secrets, and that's the way the King James Bible was translated. Now, I think the King James is probably the best translation, but a lot of words in the Old English, you've really got to go, you've got to get yourself a Strong's Concordance, and a lot of times you've got to hunt these things out. But what the gentleman didn't say was if somebody's trying to kill your husband and happens to be beating up on him, the Bible does not say you cannot take a sword and stab the guy in the back, or you cannot take a baseball bat and belt him over the head. All it says is you're not to go and grab him, you know, in the private parts. That's what it says. I mean, you can defend your husband. You just can't. You know, there was a certain rule that was given, and you know, the same as I remember when. There were a group of guys of which a biblical identity by the name of Uzzah was, they were transporting the Ark of the Covenant, you know, and they were doing it on a donkey cart with a donkey or something like that. And the donkey was startled and it started to move and the Ark was going to, you know, fall off the back of the cart, and Uzzah put his hand up to stop it, and touched the ark. He was killed on the spot.
Yes,
because those people were told, you only certain people can handle that thing. When it's being handled, it's to be handled in a certain way, according to strict rules and regulations, and the way that it had to be covered, and it had to be carried on a type of pole, and there was a rigmarole on, a special specific way that they were to carry this thing.
Because, Kevin, I've got to go to other callers.
Kind of glory was.
I've got to go to other callers, brother.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Keep up the good work. And
God bless you, brother, for calling in from Australia. God bless you.
Okay, bye for now, and God bless.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Art in Philadelphia. Art in Philadelphia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you for taking my call, Jack.
Okay.
I was going to take a different viewpoint of how we got to where we were on the issues you were talking about. With regards to the birth certificate issue, if it's coming from Orly Tates or Phil Berg, both of them were dual Israeli citizens and do not have any credibility. If you have other sources other than them, I would take them as valid, but anything those two I wouldn't talk about.
Yes.
With regards to Sharia law, I see that as a real issue, but the real problem comes down to three people. And the failure of the police system to actually properly do their job, and it's been going on for decades. It comes down to three characters. The Brothmans in Paradise Valley, Arizona, Sheldon Alderson up there in Las Vegas, and Alvin Mountnick all the way down there in Florida, near Fort Lauderdale. Those are the major organized crime figures that are running this country. Sheldon Alderson has everybody in AIPAC. He controls AIPAC. He set up the Sands Casino, bought it directly from Meyer Lansky. These are the guys pulling the chains. And we need to understand that the real problem is right here in our country, and it's within probably 100 miles where you live if you're still in the Phoenix area. Because they didn't solve the problem with Jacob Marley. You have the organized crime over there, take over there, and it is that section of organized crime, which is where they also was.
Art in Philadelphia, are you there? Art in Philadelphia, are you still there? Just barely. Speak up some, Art.
Okay. Can you hear me now? How's it sound now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, sorry. What I was trying to point out is that the problems we have in this country right now and that you're emphasizing, the emphasis of Sharia law may very well be an issue, but it's not the dominant factor. And the issue of the Obama birth certificate, if it's coming from Phil Berg or Orly Tate, they're both dual Israeli citizens, and they have no credibility in what they're stating. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, there is issues with Obama, and big ones. First one is he was part of No Child Left Behind of Chicago. He was the leader of it. That's run by organized crime, the Moses Annenberg.
Yes.
The three characters that I was talking about, which are the major characters we got to deal with in this country, one is the Brothman family, right up there in Paradise Valley. Two is Sheldon Adelson, over there in Las Vegas. And three is Alvin Malik, down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What I was trying to say is, as a police officer, our policing systems have failed us. They did not properly prosecute these people, and they've taken over our government. You can trace it right back to when they were talking about Pelosi. Who's Pelosi's father? Lou D'Alessandro. He's a right-hand man of Lucky Luciano when he was mayor of Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's who's taken over the country. It's what we call the Brofman-Lansky Syndicate through AIPAC, through Republican-Jewish Coalition. Yes, there may be problems with Sharia law, but it's so far down in the noise level. Who's controlling Congress? Look at Eric Cantor, the majority leader of the House. Who's his power base? It's none other, if you look at his contributors, it's none other than Sheldon Alderson, the same guy who bought the casino straight from Meyer Lansky. That's who's controlling it.
Okay.
So I understand what you're saying here. And it's just like I have a different view on who's really pulling the strings around here, and it's not talked about in an accurate way.
Okay. Well, I always say it's the Antichrist synagogue of Satan. Leadership in this country that has control of America, and they're the communist Zionists. And you're right. These mob bosses are a big part of that, brother.
And the three guys who control it are Sheldon Adelson, who controls AIPAC, the Republican Jewish Coalition, That means he's basically got Lieberman in his pocket. He's got McCain in his pocket. I'm sorry, Rothman's got McCain in his pocket. Those are the three characters. Rothman, Kevin Alderson, and Alvin Mamet. Those are the guys we need to be talking about.
Okay,
this is a real power broker.
I've got to go to a break, Art. God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Stand by, folks. We'll go to Chad in Alaska after this break here with important messages on RBN.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go to David in Missouri. David in Missouri, welcome, brother.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I enjoy your program. You're a good patriot. I've got a question about the serpent seed. And if Cain is Adam's son, why isn't he listed in chapter 5 under his children, but instead he's listed in chapter 4, and it just starts out with Cain, and then it goes his children.
Yes.
I've never heard anyone be able to give me a satisfactory answer on that.
Well, I don't have an answer for you either, brother, but I know Cain and Abel were the sons of the couple in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, Eve. Adam.
Adam and Eve, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't understand why Cain's listed in chapter 4, and it gives all of his kids, and then it goes to chapter 5, and it lists Adam, and then it starts off with Seth.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't list Abel because he got killed before he had any kids, so I can understand they're not listing him.
Right. Well, good, David. Thanks for bringing that up, brother.
Well, if you ever find an answer to that, I'd appreciate it if you'd say it over the air.
Okay, brother. God bless you, David.
Thank you, Jack.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLamb program. We only have about an hour, a minute and a half, brother.
Yeah, I'm looking at the time. Thank you. It's nice to hear the show again and today. We heard earlier, Dr. Rima just happened to hear her show on Oracle earlier. She was referring at one point there to that reactor business in a terrible thing there in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And along with that flooding, she mentioned she thought that it was also that HAARP was maybe a part of that. Do you think that was accurate?
Could very well be, because HAARP was why that the attack on Japan, HAARP was a part of the attack on Japan, and HAARP was a part of the attack on Haiti, too.
Uh-huh.
And so that could very well be. Usually, after dark, when HAARP is used, you see colored lights in the sky, and that's what they saw in Haiti, and that's what they saw in Japan the night before the actions happened in those two places.
Yeah. So that, along with the engineers purposely flooding and that kind of thing, breaching the levees, it could be a combination of things, or making it even worse, perhaps.
Yes, and that's exactly what happened. They breached the dams. They blew up the dams there in during the hurricane there in the south.
Yeah.
And the military went in and blew up the dams there in, I can't think of the name of the place right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks.
I don't know if I have time. I was just going to read a quote from Thomas Jefferson here.
Okay. Well, we don't have time. I hear the music there. Okay. Call back again then, Steve in Virginia. And John in Canada, we're totally out of time, John in Canada. Sorry we can't take your call, but hope you'll call back next weekend, okay? God bless all of you out there, and don't forget your imprecatory prayers. Pray every night that God will take the Antichrist synagogue of Satan leadership in this country, the communist Zionists, and pull them down and destroy them with double destruction. Thank you.